It can be difficult to see. It can be difficult because sometimes it's in the face of the woman desperately seeking a better life as she watches her child taken away from her at the border. It can be difficult to see because sometimes it's in the face of the man on death row. It can be difficult to see because sometimes it is in the homeless man who has a job but not enough money to have a place to live. It can be difficult to see in that woman so terrified, wondering how she's going to survive as she leaves with her children a home of domestic violence. It can be difficult to see because sometimes it is in the eyes of a frightened woman holding the life of her unborn child in her decision outside an abortion clinic. It can be difficult to see because sometimes it occurs in the faces and lives of people who share none of our beliefs. It can be difficult to see the intersection of the human and the divine. And yet, that is what we celebrate on this Christmas day. We celebrate the fact that God is indeed with us. And we celebrate the fact that it is possible for us to see this intersection. Because just as it's a challenge to see it in some of the instances that I have mentioned, it is also possible in instances where we can see the intersection of the human and the divine. The addict who accepts the grace of God and begins a new life free from addiction. It happens when people like us have difficult yet powerful conversations last week. It happens in those instances where people's lives are changed by Jesus the Christ. Where does it happen in your life? This has been a year for all of us, I suspect, in our lives, unlike any other. We've had so many unusual and unprecedented things. I've heard the word unprecedented more times this year than probably all of the other years of my life combined. And yet it was true. We did have a lot of unprecedented things. And yet we know that even those closest to Jesus sometimes had difficulty recognizing this intersection of the human and the divine. For all of the great preaching that John the Baptist had, he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Christ, or should we look for another?" For all of the miraculous events surrounding the birth of Jesus, there were still many that did not accept him. For all of the miracles that he performed, the healings and the miraculous multiplication of the loaves, and even the raising of the dead, of Lazarus, people still did not believe. And even in our own lives, with all of the blessings that we have been given, it can be difficult to see this intersection of the human and the divine. And yet, it is for that reason that God gives us again and again, if we are willing to open our eyes and see, these miraculous moments where the divine and the human intersect. Nowhere more powerful and more wonderful than right here, in the celebration of the Eucharist, where the divine and the human intersect. That's because the incarnation of Christ is not a one-time thing where God became human and then that was it. Jesus is still every bit as human as he was when he first came on this earth. And the intersection of humanity and divinity is every bit as powerful in the Lord Jesus today as it was when it first occurred. I kid Kevin sometimes that I'm a fan of Marcion, who of course said the Old Testament was not something that we needed to believe in. But of course I don't believe that. We see again and again and again, if we look carefully, the promises of God from the very beginning. In the third chapter of Genesis, verse 15, the first gospel gets proclaimed. It is, in fact, in today's gospel that we are reminded of the very first creation of God. And yet, we see how it is fulfilled in the coming of Jesus as Word in human form. Today, we celebrate the fact that God is indeed with us. But that does not mean that this is an easy celebration, or at least it should not be for us. Because Jesus leaves us with a tall order. Firstly, to proclaim the good news. We live in a world that is desperate for the good news of Jesus, often even though they don't recognize their desperation for it. But if our words are to have effect, then we need to do what Jesus tells us to do. And what he wants from us is difficult indeed. He wants us to pray for persecutors, to love enemies, to feed the poor, to visit those in prison, to visit the sick, to listen and to spend time with those people whose lives are far removed from any semblance of his. It can be easy for us to seek out the Christ with those with whom we agree already. But that's not where Jesus spent the bulk of his time. He spent the bulk of his time with people on the peripheries, on the outskirts. He spent the bulk of his time with people whose lives were lost, whose lives were a mess. And I suspect many of the people that he spent his time with did not embrace his way of life. They did not accept his invitation. But that didn't change his mind. Today, as we celebrate the fact that God is with us, let's ask the Lord for an increase in grace that we might bring to those desperate for the good news, the evangelizing message of Jesus. That we might be, as Isaiah says, those feet that proclaim the good news, while at the same time, we are the ones who wash the feet of those who hear it. Today, God is with us, and that is indeed a cause of great joy.